You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1588, brought to you today by Practical Horseman on Demand. This time, award-winning endurance rider Karen Chatton, who is host of the monthly endurance riding podcast here on Horse Radio Network, explains to her co-host Glenn what negative splits are and why a rider might want to make use of this competition strategy.
Horse and Rider On Demand allows you to train smarter, not harder. Our training video collection featuring some of the industry's top Western professionals like Bud Lyon, Cody Crow, Ryan Rushing, and more can help you perfect your horsemanship and improve your performance in the arena. Get access to hundreds of videos and learn more about events like ranch horse versatility, reining, working cow horse, ranch riding, and more for just $14.99 a month. Watch anywhere, anytime. Horse and Rider On Demand can be streamed from any smart device. Visit ondemand.horseandrider.com to start your 7-day free trial. That's ondemand.horseandrider.com. All right, let's head to your endurance tip. We're talking about negative splits, which is riding the first half of an endurance ride slower than the second. Is that unusual? Which is faster?
Well, you know, it just depends. It's a strategy you have to think of ahead of time and plan. Because ideally, you do want to finish the second half of the ride strong on your horse. So it does take planning the strategy out. The benefit of doing negative splits is that when you start out, your horse has a slower start, so it allows your horse to warm up. It helps you find out if there's anything going on that could be wrong early on. It helps conserve energy. So you're not allowing your horse to get hot. And mentally, sometimes, like I have found with my own horses, it's the mental aspect of managing them that is the more challenge in doing an endurance ride versus controlling them physically with how fast they're going. So it's kind of meeting the two parts in the middle, keeping your horse so that they're warming up slowly. You're conserving the energy, you're reducing the risk of having a metabolic problem, because usually if a horse is going to tie up, they're going to do it early in the race. So by learning how to pace your horse, keeping them slowed down, you start out slow and gradually increase speed, and you do that through the ride. You can use GPSs, heart rate monitors, so you kind of have an idea of where your horse is. You know, then once you get halfway through the ride, everything's going well, you know, because you've taken it easy. You haven't overstressed him or her, and they're eating and drinking and taking good care of themselves. Then in the second half of the ride, now you can speed up a little bit, let the horse go a little bit more. And now, you know what happens? You start passing up the riders later in the ride because their horses are fading out. Because they took off and now they're tired and they're wearing out and they're slowing down. But guess what? Because you were just steady and consistent and took it easy for the first half, now you've got a strong horse and you can let them move out a little bit more. And now you're going to be able to go in for a strong finish. Now, this is something that is going to take some time, especially if your horse is kind of new to the sport. And there are times, of course, where it's going to end up being like a really hot day or something with humidity, and you're going to need to slow down to accommodate for that because you're climbing a big mountain or something. But lots of times, if you plan the strategy out, take your time in the first half, then, and this is how I've always kind of ridden multi-day rides. I like to ride the first half of the first day, especially is going to be my slowest time. And then as we continue and the horse is taking care of themselves, then you start to increase your speed or just bump up your average moving time throughout the rest of the event. And that has always worked really, really well for me.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.